is in our law that people can be registered, licensed to employ people as an agent. It is across the world. It is not peculiar to Ghana. Well, it is for the Labor Department and the Ministry of Employment, particularly Labor Department, to ensure that there is a control over that. We don't need mushrooming number of people who just for the sake of creating employment or of a sort, just engage in registering frivolous kinds of companies and calling them employment agencies. So Labor Department should be properly resourced with both human and material and financial resources to be able to ensure they protect the integrity of the law and to respect the people of Ghana.
The TUC is calling on government to resource the national, in fact, the various labor institutions, so they will be in the position to deal with employers who abuse workers' rights. Can this ever be realized?
Yes, I 100% support the call by organized labor. The agencies should be properly sourced financially, because if you go to Labor Commission right now, they sometimes don't even have light, electricity power to be able to function, which is not proper. It's not a new thing. But that is the state of the place today. We've been having some accidents in the country these few days as a result of the lack of resources to enable them to do the kind of roles assigned them by the labor law. You know, and so if the UC is adding their voice to it, I think the proper forum also would be to go to the National Tripartite Committee, and so the three powers, that is employers, government and organized labor, will articulate these views properly, and out of it, this joint statement to be made and sent to the office of the president and state or maybe parliament, and so they can be able to highlight it properly in their budget, as I'm sure they are preparing towards the next budget now.
Labor expert Austin Gamme.